Shavuos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, 6:6. In the previous Mishnah, we said that when it comes to karka, land itself, there is no shvuah applicable of the various shvuos d'oraisa. There is a general principle as well in Kol Torah Kula that if something is mechubar lakarka, something is still attached to the ground, like the place where it grew from the ground is still attached to the ground, so it is considered to be part of the ground, and therefore the same kind of rules would apply ostensibly. Our Mishnah has a machlokas. Rabbi Meir disagrees in a scenario where you have something which is like fully grown, let's say grapes on the vine, where the grapes are ready now to be, you know, picked and pressed, and they don't need the ground anymore. So they happen to be, yes, still on the vine, but they don't need the ground for nourishment anymore. So according to him, such grapes would be considered to be metaltalin, and if a person said, I asked you to keep 10 of my vines, and the person says, no, it was just 5, that would be a motu miktza situation, says Reb Meir. And the Chacham disagree. Into the Mishnah says, Reb Meir Omer, Yesh devarim shehen bakarka ve'enan kakarka. There are certain things which are on the ground, meaning attached to the ground, and yet they don't have the status of ground in as much as the shvuos d'oraisa do apply to them. Worth noting that the bakarka, as we have it in front of me, and probably in front of you also, is the same girsa that Rashi has. The Bar Tanura says kakarka, meaning according to the Bar Tanura and others, the girsa should be yesh devarim shehen kakarka ve'enan kakarka. There are things that are like ground, and yet they are not ground. There's no real difference, though, in the pshat, whether it's a base or a kuf. It means exactly like I explained. Ve'en chacham modim lo. But the rabbis don't agree with them, meaning according to the rabbis, the chachamim, anything that's still mechubar lekarka, attached to the ground from where it grew, it's considered to be subordinate to the ground, and therefore it's got the same halachos as the ground itself. Ketzad, the example the Mishnah brings, Eser gafanim te'unin masarti lach. Reuven says to Shimon, I gave you 10 grapevines that were totally laden with fully ripened grapes that didn't need any more nourishment from the ground. Vala omer, enen ela chamesh. But Shimon, who was now supposedly the one who received these grapevines, says, nope, there were just 5 of them, not 10 of them. Reb Meir omer, or sorry, Reb Meir machayev shvua. Reb Meir says, okay, this is motu miktzas. And the grapes, since they are like ready for pressing, it's as if they already have been detached, and therefore they're considered metaltan, and therefore there would be a shvua. Vachacham omrim kol hamachubar lakarka harehu kakarka. The rabbis say, no, if it's still attached to the ground, it's got the status like ground itself, meaning there is no shvua d'oraisa. Okay? The halacha lemaisa in with regard to this situation of grapes attached to the ground is actually complex, probably too complex for me to sum up in this Mishnah. It depends on a bunch of different things in what application you're talking about, so I'm going to just not say it out here very much. It's too complicated, okay? The next part of the Mishnah has a new point here, which says, Ein nishba'in, one doesn't take a shvua, meaning the modu b'mitzvah shvua, ela al davar shebemida v'shebemishkal v'shebeminyan. Unless you're talking about something where the dispute is quantitative, about a specific measurement in terms of, you know, length, height, or width, that's mida, or mishkal, that's weight, in terms of, like, you know, grams or pounds, whatever. V'shebeminyan means the number. You know, you say 5 and I say 6, whatever the story is. The point is, it's some sort of specific quantitative dispute where A is claiming he's owed, you know, 100, and B is saying, no, it's less than 100, but it's something, 100 of some dimension, something specific. Ketzad. So we give examples, therefore, where we're going to have situations in which there's a dispute over quantity, where since it's not a specific quantity, a measurable quantity, the halacha of modu miktzas won't apply. For example, Bayis male masarti lach. Reuven says to Shimon, I gave you a house, like a barn, like a grain silo, that was full of grain. The kiss, or he says, I gave you like a wallet, and it was malay, full, meaning full of money, full of gold coins. Masarti lach. That's what I handed over to you. But Hala, the other guy, Shimon, says, no, any yodea, I don't know. I have no idea how much grain there was inside the house. I don't know how many coins there were inside the purse. I don't know. Elamashe nachta atanotel. He says, here is exactly what you gave me. I didn't count it. I didn't fiddle with it. I don't know what was in the house exactly, but, you know, here, you can have it back now. Here's the purse, you can have it back now. I didn't touch it, and therefore there's not a specific dispute over a specific number of coins or a specific number of bushels or whatever the story is of wheat. They're in dispute. So in that case, Patr, says the Mishnah, Shimon will be pater, exempt from making a shvua motor mitzvah, because even though there is a dispute, meaning Reuven is saying, I want a purse full of coins back again, and Shimon says, here's what it is, and Reuven's saying, well, there's more than that, so there's a discrepancy of Reuven's claiming more than that, but since it's not a specific amount, that's not good enough, no shvua motor mitzvah, that's that. In contrast, if ze omer ad haziz, a ziz is like a ledge, okay? So Reuven says to Shimon, you know, the house was full of grain to the height of the ledge, you know, it was, 5 feet high of grain. And ze omer, but Shimon responds back, ad ha-chalon, he says, nope, it was just filled up with grain up to the chalon, to the window, call that, 4 feet high. So the point is, there's a specific measurement. They're arguing over 1 foot from the height of the window to the height of the ledge. Since that's measurable, it's a medium, there's a specific dispute over how much grain is missing. Or, similarly, ze omer, sorry, in that case, then chayev. So then the Shimon, who is denying, he's admitting to the height up to the window, but denying the height from the window to the ledge, that's something measurable and specific enough to be require him to make a shvuas motor mitzas if he admits to the part and denies the rest of something specific and measurable.